This one's going to start a little different today, guys, because we just spent 30 roughly minutes, and I forgot to hit the podcast record button, so we're going to try this again. Oh my gosh, the grin on your face right now. Oh, I trashed that. So this episode was going to be called Who Woke the Kid. Now it's going to be called The Light's Green, because I legit forgot to hit the record button. Got distracted.
Hey, Nate, are we recording now?
Yes, we are recording. There is a clock. There is a timer. The light is red. We are recording.
Awesome.
I blame you, and we're going to get right back to the topic of the fact that you have 43,000 emails, and it completely threw me off my game because I wanted to check one email I had on my phone.
Yeah.
And you gave me crap for it.
No, I wasn't giving you crap about it. I was just saying.
You were giving me crap because you have 43,000 emails in an email that is a what kind of email?
It's a Hotmail account.
It's a Hotmail account.
It's been with me for a long time, Nate.
This is like testing our friendship right now.
You want to go through my emails and like delete them?
No. I'll just delete your email.
I'm just going to periodically start sending you like an updated, like 43,000. Like whenever I get the 44,000 unread emails, I'm going to send you a screenshot and just see how long it takes you to notice.
Don't ever, ever, ever let me have your phone unlocked, because that email, like, I may try to, like, you probably have some stupid password I can guess.
No.
And the bad part is he told me all his emails, which you guys have all missed now, which he'll run through in a second because we're going back over this again because I can't stand it. It's the only one that I would give a professional pre-title. When I say pre-title, is the before the at is actually semi-correct.
Yeah. Well, it's exactly correct and extremely professional because it is my first name and my last name at hotmail.com.
Yes, compared to your Gmail account, which is?
ishootwaterfowl@gmail.com.
Which we just discussed is incorrect because it should have been ishootfowl.
It should. I mean, if we're going to get technical, it should be ishooteverything@gmail.com because I shoot. I mean, there ain't nothing safe out on Alhalla. Nothing.
Oh my gosh. Like, I cannot believe we did that. I can't. Like, we're 2 minutes into this, and I mean, we were solid. Like,
yeah. Let me,
like, I sent Katie a message because we legit woke the kid up.
Yeah.
Oh, we were a solid 15 minutes in at least.
Okay. Well, that's
not bad.
No, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not bad at all. I cannot. It'd have been way worse if we were 45 minutes in. Then I realized when I hit the.
I just have to go home and come back like another day. And
no,
just.
We would have done it. The angerness would have kicked in. I mean, we've already emptied the bottle of Woodford. Johnny Walker's been drank.
Yeah. Guys, excuse my cough. I'm getting over COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from COVID, but I'm pretty sure what we had is Omicron, and it was pretty bad.
Or did you have monkeypox?
I didn't get any. I got sunburnt really bad because my doctor pumped me up on steroids, and I spent like 2 days detailing vehicles and power washing the house, feeling like $1 million. So like I got a ton of sun, like I got fried.
Did you get them pantry doors put on yet?
The doors have been there. It's just the shelving it's in the basement.
Honeydew list is
well.
Fun
it's not. With. It's not that I'm like actually that bad of a procrastinator. Here's the thing: lumber is really freaking high. And I'm not buying, like, there's certain things I can justify spending money on. Not, like, no exaggeration. I can spend some money on some goofy stuff that, in my mind, I can justify because, like, well, you know, if this is going to help me, like, triple on geese when next time they're in the decoys, then, like, it makes sense. But, like, lumber for a pantry, like, there's lumber everywhere. You just got to know how to get it. So, I've been a little stingy with home improvement stuff because of the current prices of things.
Yeah, you get that done, man.
It's almost
baby time.
It's just to screw with you
stuff that wasn't on the other non-recorded podcast, the episode that almost happened.
Yeah, it was crunch time. It's crunch time for my son.
So I just can't. So I'm trying to think of all the topics we covered. So
let's just let it all rehappen organically because we can't. We can't get there.
It's gone, mate. And I've done so well.
Yeah.
I've done so well staying on topic and stuff throughout this. I mean, my OCD likes us to stay in the nice little lane, and it lets us veer a little bit, but we gotta circle back.
That's overrated.
So
that's why all the podcasts I'm on go like way longer than your 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, yeah. The last one with Will was like an hour and a half, but I mean,
well, it's not out yet. Well, at the time we're recording it,
it's not out yet, but it will be out when this comes out.
You're right.
But you did make a little trip down south there.
Yeah,
small trip, short trip.
Yeah.
How many hours was that?
It was like 5.5, 5:20.
Oh gosh, that's not even traveling
one way.
I mean, it wasn't even traveling.
It wasn't that bad. Except that, like, the closer we got to Tennessee, like, once we got past Lexington, it's the GPS started routing me on a lot of these state highways where, like, we'd be on a 55-mile-per-hour highway for, like, 20 miles.
Did you not pre-map your course?
Oh, I did. It's just, like, this place in the middle of freaking nowhere. There's, like, nothing, like, really close to it. Like,
you was 20 minutes from...
We were 20 minutes from Dale Hollow.
He didn't drive to the marina. He drove past and looked over.
We literally drove over a bridge that was like, hey, there's a marina. Oh, it's on both sides.
Like,
why, I mean, like, I feel like we, not? I feel like we, you know, got to see it all pretty much.
We're not there. I seen Lake Gunnersville. I parked, got out of my truck, and walked over and looked at it. I looked for fish. I actually seen bluegill. That is seeing the lake.
Driving over it
does not count. I will say I have not seen there's Gunnersville, and then beside Gunnersville there's
I don't know.
Alabama. Oh.
Dude, damn. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
This sucks. Tyler was here. Tyler knew it off the top of his head. Tyler's not here. Happy birthday, Tyler, if you listen to this.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Today's your birthday. When this comes out, it will not be your birthday. He joined the old man club today, I told him.
Oh, he did?
Yep. He's gotta start drinking whiskey sours. I told him he's gotta put the beer up.
Poor bastard.
We say old man club, we say just turned 30.
Yeah.
Which is sad because
me and Nate are going to be 32 in October.
Oh, God. Don't remind me.
Did you have like any kind of a midlife crisis when you hit 30? I did. I mean, I did.
I mean, I didn't. I wouldn't say like, no, my midlife crisis is like I've I can't help but like my OCD is like, hey, I like to have every single thing planned out. And like, I'm trying to work on that. And like, doing this podcast is helping a bunch. Actually, it helps and doesn't help. It helps my creative side. It doesn't help my OCD side. But like, I think our midlife crisis is probably going to be when my wife turns 30-ish, when we get a pool. She wants an in-ground pool. We're going to get that. Like, that's kind of the one thing she wants. She's let me buy my second boat. I've already got her agreed to a third boat, which the third boat I'll be keeping. Well, actually, no. She already let me buy the third boat. I'll be buying the fourth boat.
I was going to say, you're on your third boat, bud.
Yeah, I forgot. We were already together when I bought that one. Shucks. Where did I park that thing? I parked that thing at my in-law's house. It was parked like in the front yard for a while when we lived here. The G3. But
I don't remember where you parked it at. I remember it wasn't here.
It was in my in-law's house. But we're going to get an in-ground pool for her because that's her big thing, and she wants to be able to come home.
Yeah.
She wanted a boat to go out on and cruise on the river and stuff. So like I told her, I was like, I'd buy like a nice bass boat that she can go out on, relax, hang out on, and have fun and not have to.
You will use the pool way more.
Yes, I agree.
Because
of her work schedule. Her work schedule is insane.
Michelle's mom and dad, where they have that in-ground pool up at their house,
yep.
Dude, that is awesome. Like, if they didn't have one, like, we would have one.
Yeah.
Like, I like it that much. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yep.
I'm pumped for you guys. It's going to be sweet.
Yep. have that.
Definitely do the saltwater thing. Because her dad, Michelle's, like, this is super off topic, but her dad just
switched.
Yeah. Way, way better.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do saltwater. We're going to do a fiberglass. We're not going to do concrete. We'll do fiberglass.
Yes. Yeah, that's the ticket.
The problem right now is, lovely price of every, like, it was a reasonable price, like, seven months ago, it was reasonable price. We were looking at them, and I was like, oh, my God, these are reasonably priced.
They'll come back down.
And 2 months went by, and they, like, went up $25,000. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to know what they paid to get a new liner in theirs.
Oh, yeah, we won't do liner because the labs will rip it in half.
Yeah, they won't stay out.
Yeah, we're not. we're discussing putting a fence around it and stuff. But, like, even if we
probably should,
the labs are still going to get in. One thing I do want to do is do the big shades over top of it so one end will be shaded.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that'll make a big difference as far as regulating your temperature, too.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that I've noticed with theirs, like, especially since they got the new liner, it's a little bit darker. And, man, it absorbs way more heat. So, like, they went from keeping it.
Do they have a heater on it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not putting a heater in.
Yeah, you do.
No.
If you want to use it, like, get your use out of it, you're going to have to.
I'll swim when it's cold.
Trust me, dude. I'm telling you.
Like, dude, we're duck hunters. We live in cold water.
I know we are constantly nut deep in cold water, you know, October through February, or almost February.
I wouldn't say October's not cold. October, like...
It can be.
The only thing
it's cold when you're wet, thing, boy. The only thing cold...
Don't buy good waders, man. You don't get wet.
Yeah, coming from the guy who sends his waders off every winter to get them fixed.
Yes. Haven't paid for them. The warranty is paying for itself.
Yeah.
I mean, that. I have nothing wrong. Like, I mean, if someone, like, shin didn't exist when I bought the Sika. If someone wants to buy me a pair of shins, I'll wear them. But
when I feel that I need to buy new waders, which may never happen, because I've got three pair now, and as long as one of those three doesn't leak super bad, like, I'll be good. But, I mean, if money being no object, if I had $1,200 to drop in waders, excuse me, the shin are what I would buy, personally, just from what I've seen, read, and from people I've talked to.
I mean, I don't know.
They're nice, dude.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know about your when you're waiting and believing that you're going to buy shin. I don't think you will. I'm calling you out.
No, I will eventually. I just, like, I'm not planning on hunting a lot this coming year because of my son being born and, you know, needs at home and stuff. So, like,
burning through vacation and stuff in your
burning through vacation and getting sick with COVID and between him being born and, like, trying to be home with her and him, it's just not going to be very conducive to hunting that much. Like, I'm still going to try to hunt early goose season decently hard the first 5 or 6 days and hopefully do a little bit of dove hunting. But, like, October, you know how I feel about October anyway. I kind of hate it. But I mean, I love it, but I kind of hate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, October is a very tricky month. I have no plans to really hunt October. Honestly,
if I hunt October, I'm going to capitalize on killing geese, hopefully.
Yeah, like, if I hunt October, intent. It'll be river hunting early morning, then I'm done.
Yeah, or hunting evenings for me. I'll probably take the yak out and try and shoot some geese.
There's a couple mornings I'll probably hunt. But it's kind of more of a, I think this year I might try to focus a little bit on fishing during that time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to improve myself there. One thing that I think that's something that, like, I need to capitalize, like, instead of, like, fishing hard, like, during the crappy months, as it is, like, the summer months around here, I need to capitalize on them early springs, late falls, and really, really try to learn something. I mean, like, I'm learning slowly, but it's not easy. It's far from something I'm very good at right now, sadly. I don't know. I mean, I probably will end up hunting some, but I mean, it's wood ducks, It's wood ducks or geese. That's your two.
Yeah.
I mean,
I do love killing wood ducks and creeks. I mean, it's
and I got to 28, but
that makes it, it adds a lot of, like when I started hunting with a 28 last year, it added like another depth to hunting. Like instead of just like, man, I hope these ducks decoy halfway decent. You're like, man, these ducks have better get in here, like feet down, like, and I better make my shots count, this and that. I think sub gauge hunting is a lot of fun.
It is. I'm really liking that 28 gauge. I showed it to Will the other day when he was in here, and he said it'd be very interesting to hunt with, and it's just so light. It's so. I mean, the technology in shells this year, like we said on the episode where we looked at shells, man, it is just insane what shells they are out there, from Apex, the Boss, to Heavy. I mean, all of them. They're all, I mean, I'd say, like we said, your lowest grade is going to be Winchester. Going to be those.
And, yes, and you can still kill birds with Winchester. I mean, like, people have killed birds with number two steel shot forever. Like no one's taking anything away from that. Like if you're a budget type hunter, get a case of Winchester dry lock number twos, and you know, pattern your gun. You know, do your due diligence. Pattern your gun. Make sure that you're putting that on paper before you put it on a bird, and you will have success. Like no one's saying that you have to shoot the high dollar stuff, but. In my opinion, if you're going to do the sub-gauge stuff like we're starting to play around with a little bit, you're going to be ahead. Like, why not have an extra advantage? You know what I mean? Whether you're shooting Boss or Heavy or whatever, you know, take advantage of the non-steel, non-toxic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still the worst person ever when it comes to pattern my gun. I just don't. And I probably won't. I mean, good chokes.
We'll pattern your 28 whenever we start shooting and stuff, because
you guys will. I won't. I just, well, you, I'm just, you like, to me, it's like, I just don't. I'll legit grab and shoot. I don't. If you finish, like, to me, like, if I finish them close enough, I don't have to worry about it as much. Like me and Will talked about how, you know, I'm going to change a lot how I hunt this year. And if it's not snowing or raining, I'm not going to hunt a field. I'm going to hunt water. Like, I'm going to get the use out of that boat. I'm going to go, if it's flooded, I'm going to hunt flooded water, flooded timber, something like to that sort. If it's bitter cold, I've got spots on the river I'm going to go to this year. And I mean, it's going to suck, but I'm going to have a lot of faith in that motor and that boat and stuff. So that's what I'm going to do. But jumping back, because
I don't know, we're way off.
Yeah, we've gotten way off topic here because I'm still trying to like process everything I screwed up on the first click. But we got on here tonight to talk about the topper and the reason why you wanted the topper.
Right.
And that's going to play back into this because we're talking about how we're going to hunt, where we're going to hunt. Yeah. So did you say how long you were trying to get the topper for? And
No, I don't think.
It's very.
So I bought. I got a 2017 3/4 ton Dodge with an 8-foot bed, and ever since I bought the truck, whenever I first bought it, I was like, man, I probably should just go ahead and get a topper that matches, because I have a feeling that this is going to be, you know, kind of a permanent fixture for a while that I'm going to need, you know, for hunting and just all around outdoor stuff. And I didn't do it. So. Long story short, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been looking for one that, you know, matches my truck for my 8-foot bed, and a brand new one's $3,000-ish, and I finally came across one on Craigslist for a good price. So my dad and I went to Livingston, Tennessee, which is just 20 minutes south of Dale Hollow Lake, which is how we got onto that subject.
And I mean, you went down
and
there.
It's going to come into play great for this coming waterfowl season, because like I'm going to be able to load up, you know, We don't use trailers. We don't use trailers.
I
mean, it would be super handy to have one, but a lot of the places we hunt,
you don't need it. I mean, like,
you just don't need it.
Like, I mean, what's a big spread to us is
we don't.
To me, I have never hunted in a situation and seen that. Oh, I needed more duck. Like, I needed more. No, it, I thought that at the time, but looking back, 90% of the time, I needed
to hide better.
Hide better. I needed. I wasn't on the X anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I lost a property, which is awesome that I lost it because it's probably going to prevent me from making bad decisions and hunting it when it was more traffic and the traffic had to be right.
Yeah. It was. Even on a good day, it wasn't super productive.
No, it needed to be, like, we never hunted it in the
prime conditions because we always had someplace else to go.
Yes, we already had always had a better place to go. To me, it needed to be, like, pouring the snow to, for that place to be good.
Right.
Pouring the snow or pouring the rain.
Yeah.
I mean, we did good
pouring. Or both.
Yes. But that's off topic, but you.
So this is going to help us a lot as far as, like, getting panel blinds to the field, getting layout blinds, getting decoys, just getting everything.
You own full body ducks.
Yeah.
You own my old full body ducks. I don't own full body ducks.
Right.
I own 3 bags of skinnies and they fit in the back of my back seat of my truck.
Yeah.
So they can ride with my dog half the time. But like there's never a time that I've ever been like, oh, like even that real good hunt there at the end we had, like, I don't think it would have mattered whether we had
no
full bodies or not. I mean, I think the skinnies would
I don't know.
They were landing on the spinners.
Yeah. They really like
add two more spinners and we would have like just
yeah.
Two more spinners and like probably I hated our hide. That hide worked, but I hated that hide.
The only advantage we had with that hide was that it had not been moved in like weeks.
I would have loved
for that to not been there.
I would have loved to have like a top on that hide to see, like, because I felt like you were very
you didn't originally the brush, you know, everybody knows how to brush an A-frame. You overlap the brush on the top to where it kind of covers, you know what I mean? But this blind had literally been in the same spot for
2 months.
Not quite that long. It was 3 weeks. Like, for sure, 3 weeks. Maybe 4 weeks. So, like, we had hunted out of it a bunch. And by the time everybody, you know, stands up to stretch and pokes their head and their shoulder.
And it had been snowed on, rained on. And, like, it slipped down some. And that was, to me, it felt like we had, like, a 4-foot hole is what it felt like above my head.
Well, it kind of was in one spot. It was a pretty big gap.
And, like, I wish I'd have filmed some that day, but I was terrified to film because I was terrified to, like, get above anything. I was terrified to move 90% of the day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we shot the crap out of him. We got it done.
Yeah.
Now.
That was just conditions.
Yeah, that was conditions. Like, literally, dude, if it's pouring down the snow, just go to a field, man. It's just so pouring down snow and pouring down rain, dude, get in a field.
Yep.
It's going to happen. It's going to be fun. If it's blistering cold, don't even get near field. If you're in the right field, in a typical field, it was horrible. They were just on big water most of the time in a lot of places.
They did go to big water off the roost a lot.
But coming off that topic, you were discussing, y'all hunt our layouts a lot.
Yeah.
To an extent. And
we didn't last year, but normally we do.
But y'all got the A-frames last year. Layouts are horrible to do. Well, they take up so much room.
With our hot field last year, we could get away with panel blinds. In my opinion, and if you don't have the kind of stubble and stuff naturally in that field, I think the only thing we could have done was hunt out of layouts.
Yeah, and I mean, that's everyone's got to be on board for that stubble and understand that it needs done.
But I think layouts are valuable. I've got my big Tangle Free layout blind, which I kind of love hate, and then I got last year the dirt, what are they called? Layout chairs from Dive Bomb.
Oh, I don't know what they're called.
I think they just call them layout chairs. And then I bought two of the Gilly blankets like a couple months ago for those, which
I'm not a big fan of those. They just don't look comfortable. I mean, not that a layout's comfortable. Layout is far from comfortable.
The chairs are more comfortable than you think.
Yeah. I mean, like,
because you can kind of like,
I'm halfway tempted to buy a Yeti bucket, to be honest.
The Yeti bucket.
I'll just buy like a regular 5 gallon bucket too, and get the Yeti organizer and stuff in it.
Have you seen the Stanfield stool? I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it.
Do you think it's going to be all that they?
Here's my thing. It's if you're pulling a trailer to the middle of the field all day long.
But as far as like actually packing stuff,
yeah,
it's like too much.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
just too much.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be it's going to be an outfitter thing.
I can see that.
And a permanent blind kind of thing,
right? Like
they're going to sell a ton of them because it's Stanfield.
Yeah, but the Yeti bucket is
no hate on it. And I mean, it's not really the Yeti bucket; it's any bucket that's shaped like that too. I say the Yeti bucket, but it's anything that's in that necessarily.
I love it with the organizer in the top. I mean, you throw your gloves and some snacks in the top, and then you throw your boss money bag down in the bottom.
No, it's not water sealed though, right?
What is it?
The top? It's not water sealed.
Oh yeah,
is it water sealed?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think
it's got that little valve in it, but that's for like so you can get it on and off without it like getting vapor locked.
Okay, then maybe I'm misconcepting there, but like I'm a Yeti fan. Like, I mean,
I like Yeti stuff.
I complain about my Brute cooler all the time when I have to use it. I hate that thing. It's a 65. I bought it and I liked it when I got it, but it quickly like just doesn't get the job done.
Well, I got my first Yeti cooler. My wife bought it for me before I'm not even gonna say the other brands, before like the other brands came out, like with the kind of like the copy. So like I've had it for a while and I've never been let down with any of their products. I mean, they're all made very well and I'll continue to support them.
Yeah. I mean, not that other brands aren't good, but I mean, at the end of the day, you have like not that the coolers aren't the Arctics, the Igloos, the...
Right. Not that they're a lesser product. They're just... Yeah.
It's just Yeti's kind of proven. And, like, there's the whole, like, cooler thing where Yeti's, like, ripping off. It's not as much as Arctic's the true size. Well, I mean, buy bigger size and I don't care. I mean, it's...
Yeah. I still want to buy another Yeti.
It's the product that you're buying.
Yeah.
It's the product and stuff you're buying. And, like, I haven't dealt with, like, Yeti customer service or anything.
I haven't either. I've never needed to.
Speaking of customer services and stuff, like they're you were talking about how that guy had a Ranger bass boat down there.
The guy that I bought my topper from, he had like a 21-foot Ranger in the garage, and then he had a 22 or 24-foot pontoon boat.
Yeah, and you were talking about how it didn't have very much electronics on it,
right?
And I got on the subject of, you know, like the price difference that I talked about with Will and on the podcast before that about the pricing of like getting electronics installed and stuff. And it's better just go ahead and have the dealers do that. And then there's like some dealers that there's different, like the price is like the labor is built in there anyway. So you might as well go ahead and have them put the freaking products on there. Cause you're paying for the labor they haven't put there. So what I was saying was when I screwed up and forgot to hit the stupid record button, I was doing some research and stuff and looking at different things and I come across apparently, and this is just like a cool, I have no affiliation. I do like express boats. I think the X19 and X21, the new ones, the 2021s and newer are good boats. I don't know about the older express bass boats and stuff, the new, everything they're doing new. I know it's good stuff because of who they've got backing them and stuff, and there's no reason for those people to lie about them, and they're not, like, I think it would have come forward by now if there were issues with them, with Crestliner coming out with their nice aluminum boat, and Lund's got a nice one, and Avid. I might be saying Avid wrong.
There's a ton of them.
There's a ton of them. Apparently, a guy was doing like a review on it and stuff, and he was talking about express boats and stuff, and he actually had like a bent axle on his trailer, like from the factory, and Express like made it right.
Yeah,
he went through four tires, so they like reimbursed him for the tires and sent him new axles and like had him take it somewhere and have professional place, like trailer place, put the new axles in under him. And I guess it was substantially like bent, like pretty bad. But I mean, it's pretty awesome to see that they actually was like, hey, that's our fault. And the dealer to step up and be like, hey, I want to take care of you. Because like I said, like the price is not the same through every dealership, which is crazy. But I think it's location. I think it's shipping. I think it's the shipping and handling, because it's usually just like a $2,000 to $3,000 difference.
Yeah.
So it's probably...
I wouldn't have guessed there would have been that much of a difference from dealer to dealer.
I think it's like accessibility and how many boats they're getting from there.
Right.
Because you got to think, like, if they're not... If you look at... There's a lot of boats you can go online and see, like, oh, I'm an Express dealer. But they don't ever have any in stock. Well, they'll order one for you, but it's going to cost more.
Yeah.
Because they never have them in stock. That's like when I bought my XL, I could have ordered from another place, but that place I could have ordered from, it had probably been more because they don't, if they'd even ordered it, because they don't keep any of that style boat in stock.
Yeah.
They keep only catfishing boats. They don't like, so it had been a special order. It would have took up a spot of a catfish boat. Catfish boat probably has more, probably makes more money. I mean, like, supposedly I found a thing the other day, and it was talking about, like, the, like what it costs a dealership versus what it costs you, and it basically looked like it was about a 15 to 23% increase, like, what they charge you per feature and stuff you add. So I'm thinking, like, that money's built in there anyways, because you're not getting back that 15 to 23% probably if you don't install that. That money's probably still somewhere built in.
Yeah, like you're leaving it on the table somewhere.
So you might as well go and have them. That's probably like the labor it takes to do that.
Yeah. And it's probably such a thing you can negotiate too. Like, you know, well, I'll get my electronics through you guys if you install them.
Well, that's
for nothing, basically. Well,
another thing about that is I think if you're going to do like a bare boat where you don't want them to install anything, you're going to do it all yourself, I think you need to go to like a manufacturer. Saying that, I don't know what manufacturers you can go out there and do that with. I think you could probably buy direct from Express. I think that Avid place, I seen like a guy who like went and picked his up from there, but I don't.
Like as far as like getting one with no electronics?
Yeah, no electronics. Because there's places out there, like the big one in the bass fishing world, which they would probably do any boat you want to pull them, and they probably do all kinds, is the Bass Tank. Yeah, their name's the Bass Tank. But that's what they specialize in, is literally doing all your electronics on your boat. So you just basically have everything shipped to them, or you don't even ship it to them. They like literally buy it themselves. So you just like bring in my bare boat, drop it off, and they just like literally install all the electronics front to back. They put in your one boat networks, your everything. Because I mean, even catfish boats have one boat networks anymore. Because Adam was talking about how he's going to switch to a motor guide, which I'm booing that, but
I like Motor God.
Oh, man, I don't like him.
I've had horrible luck with Minn Kota.
Don't buy crappy Minn Kotas.
I didn't. Oh, I think they're just junk.
No, lies.
Nah, man.
Spreading lies on my
Motor God. That Motor God, man, it's pretty legit.
I actually don't know much about Motor God. I don't think I would buy a Ghost from Lowrance or Garmin. I just hear a lot of bad stuff about both those brands. I think like the technology behind them is amazing, but I think they have like a lot of issues. So I just don't know. I just think that like I see a lot of stuff like on the Lowrance page about how like the Ghosts are having issues and stuff.
I don't know anything about them.
They're very like, I know the Garmin has a solenoid in it. And that solenoid's, like, they've had trouble with that solenoid going bad, and then you basically, like, it might not be a solenoid, it might be a servo. I think it's a servo motor. And when it goes bad, like, the Like, and so, like, if you can imagine a troll meter sitting on your boat, like, it's sitting, like, nice and flat like it's supposed to. Like, when the servo goes bad, it just falls over, like, sideways. Like, it won't, because it automatically props itself. Like, it holds, like, it doesn't have, like, a little fork that comes up and lays it, like, the right
way. It doesn't have a mechanical
hold. It has an electronic hold.
That sucks. That's a horrible idea. For something that's going through that much torque, why would you put so much pressure on a, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why would you not mechanically lock it?
But saying that is the one thing I do like about like Garmin is it's a 24/36 and it's just a quick change of a wire. So like if you're out and you're like doing 36, you can like drop the thrust if you lose a battery or something and switch it over to the 24.
Yeah.
But speaking of technology and stuff within boats, I know we're like completely past our subject of toppers.
Yeah, that's okay.
But the lithium batteries. That's an insane, like, I've thought about getting them on this new bat I got because it's going to be so much lighter. It's going to lighten up the rear a bunch.
That's what Brandon runs on his little Sea Arc.
But you can get, like, Tyler had trouble with his, and I don't really remember all the issues with Tyler's. But you can get, like, a 36-volt, not that I have a 36-volt troll motor, but you can get a 36-volt battery. So you have one battery running your troll motor, your 36-volt trolling system. Now, yeah. Where that could be a problem is if something happens and that battery goes, like, bad, then you're completely out.
Right. You got all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, instead of being able to, like, switch a battery over and go put in a new 12, bring over, like, if you have two on your starter, like, bring over one of your 12s. And
right.
So it's same price. It's $1,200 either way for a 36-volt system. So why would you not go and do the three? If you're going to be spending $3,600, yeah, it's a lot more. I think the weight-wise, it did, like, about one. The 36 was, like, one and a half time. It would have been, like, half a battery lighter than, like, the three.
Yeah.
Three, like, single 12 volts. So, that's kind of one thing to think about. But, man, I still think it'd be better not to do that.
No, I would rather have three individual batteries. I know it's more weight and stuff, but, like, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If you get, because, like,
it's just something that, like, I found that because I found very, like, interesting.
Because here we are, you know, the world we live in today is everything's disposable. You know, that old Chevrolet truck of mine that I drive to work and, like, you know, beating around, like, I've had two batteries go bad on it. Like, you know, good brand, you know, store brand batteries, but, like, they just went bad. Like, and if it wasn't for the warranty, like, I would have been having to buy new batteries in under a year twice. So, you know, I don't think that, like, I'm not saying that the lithium ion battery that's 36 volt, you know, I'm not saying it's not a good way to go, but I'm like, if something can go wrong,
it will go wrong.
It will. I mean,
pretty much our luck. If it will go wrong, it can go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even drive a vehicle with an automatic transmission just because, like, it's something else to go wrong.
See, I'm too lazy to shift, so.
Yeah.
But, man, we're kind of about 40 minutes into this podcast. We've kind of rambled around here and tried to savor Nathan's mess up on the night of not hitting the record button.
Hey, Nate, are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. It's still red. Still red. There's a counting up number.
Okay.
But so I have been doing it the past two podcasts, but it's your turn to do it because you're on here, and I told you were going to do this. Was pretty much the only thing I told you about.
Oh, yes. Crap, I forgot.
Oh, my gosh. He's got to look it up.
Yeah.
But what we've been trying to do is just showcase a podcast because
there's so many good ones out
there. To kind of understand how our brains process and, like, what we listen to. Like, you might be like, well, why is that even like remotely, like, interesting to them? But I mean, you gotta understand what kind of podcast I listen from. Everything from true crime to hunting and fishing to media, and, like, I would say somebody I listen to a bunch is Gary Vee, which he is very, oh my gosh, you don't know who Gary Vee is. Oh my gosh, Gary Vee is, he is an self-made billionaire, pretty much. And like, his stuff is amazing to watch. I love watching his like Facebook stuff and like his TikToks and stuff. It's very what's the word I'm looking for here? Oh my gosh, I'm tongue tied.
Like improv?
No, not improv.
I wasn't listening improv, to you.
Of course. He's trying to look up his podcast. He was supposed to do one thing and then like he forgot.
Well, there's so many I listen to.
Yeah, but like he's very
inspirational.
Yes, there we go. Gosh.
Dang, dude.
One glass of whiskey and I can't say that word.
Dang.
But he and it's kind of something when I had Ronnie Phillips on here. He showed me a couple things and we had some private conversations and we talked about some stuff and me and him's text back and forth since then. It's been pretty cool that I can kind of say, you know, he's somewhat of a friend. We're not, hey, we don't message each other every day, but like he's someone that like I actually can say like, hey, I don't just look up to him because of the waterfowl. I look up to him because kind of more of the person he is. That being said, like there's a lot of just different stuff that makes this whole like world click. So I think it's good to share like what we also find interesting. So let's see. And like I've not been doing like the obvious popular one, so I don't know which one you pick tonight.
I'm going to go with three because like
you get one.
Dude, I cannot do that because I don't even listen. Like
you don't have to listen to it all the time. Like. I mean, like, I delete some of the episodes from one of them that I said. I don't listen to it all the time.
I don't listen. And, like, I don't listen to any of the, like, I don't listen to all episodes of any podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I bounce around that bad. Like, oh, it's got to be
a topic that I want to listen to.
Yeah.
Honestly, currently, the only podcast I can say I've listened to every single episode is the Papa Ron podcast, and he's only five in, so.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. There's a 50-50 chance. I don't even
listen to all of ours.
I don't even listen to a single one of ours. I haven't yet. I have less than an hour of watch time.
This is so hard.
You can't.
I'm so bad at this.
Oh like, my gosh. So also like as we're doing this, we're getting ourselves geared up for some giveaways coming up and stuff. I've got a lot of media stuff. I've actually been working on some stuff. Like I said, it was going to be vlogs, but it's not going to be vlogs. It's going to be more, I don't like the word vlogs to be honest about it because it's not vlogs. Because vlogging is, I think that's maybe it is vlogging. I just don't use the term correctly, but it's something that similar to that idea, but it's going to be based around just, you know, short kind of clips into my life. What's going on? What am I up to is a lot of cinematic stuff with it. And then it's going to be kind of like a little, I won't say inspirational, but like a little kind of thought process, like 2-second podcast kind of theme to it to me where there's a topic behind what drove kind of the idea behind that video. Okay. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Let's
so hear it. Shout out to this podcast and trust me, do not start one of these podcasts unless you have hours to like actually think about it.
Like, okay. Is it? I don't even know what you're like. I have no idea.
Dan Carlin's Hardcore History.
Okay, give us a the give guy us a brief, is a the, brief little like rundown on what like
the guy is a like history like savant. Like his podcasts are literally. Most of them are 4 to 5 hours long, and it is just him talking about history. Like the ones that I like listening to are mostly pretty old histories of like Babylon and like the different wars and stuff just throughout history. I mean just dating back clear, you know, like Egypt, Israel, Babylon, clear to World War II. And the guy, like, it is 100% unscripted. The guy is just that knowledgeable. And I used to listen to him at work quite a bit, just like, you know, walking around checking equipment, but like literally four hours minimum. Like if you don't have 4 hours to like listen to the whole thing and like understand it, don't even bother. But it's super good.
Okay, a history podcast. That's very...
not probably what you thought I would pick.
No, I literally had a list in my head, and I told him, I was like, don't pick like something obvious that, you know, everyone...
yeah.
Everyone listens to. Pick something that's very...
If you like history and like you've read... If you like history and you read history and you try to like genuinely understand it, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, and he's actually got... a couple different shows, but the Hardcore History is like unfiltered. It's just him sitting in a room with a mic talking about these events. I mean, the guy's like a walking encyclopedia.
That's, I find that interesting. I might have to check that out because it's like legit. I'm a big like murder mystery. Like my last one last week was 1041.
Yeah.
Podcasts about like murder mysteries and events that have happened, like a lot of them was based around Indiana, where the guy who does podcasts is from. And it's pretty, like, I do find like history stuff very interesting. I think usually where like if it's going to be history, it needs to be like, this is going to sound bad, but I'm not like a big Daniel Boone savant. Like, I mean, Daniel Boone stuff, I'm just not like big into it or
like that era.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember where he started out. His first podcast was in 2015. It was called King of Kings, and it was about the Persian Empire and like a ton of that stuff. And
so if you're a college kid or a high school kid, this would probably be a pretty good...
This is the shit they don't freaking teach you that you should know.
Yeah, I mean,
like, this is, like, there's, yeah, I could go on and on about how
public and formal education
systems have failed millions of people. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm here to tell you actually, that if you want to learn stuff on your own, like if you want to really learn important things, most of it you got to do on your own, and like. Resources like that are a good place to start.
Yeah, I took a lot of electives actually in history and economics.
Yeah.
I don't know why in those two, because I have no, and like, I have a ton of math classes being engineering degree, but those three subjects are the three subjects I'm pretty heavy in. And history, like, history is just one that, like, it's, there's always a pretty good story. As long as you're not getting into, like, the, what tools they had and, like, what they were doing during the, like, I mean, I don't find that interesting. I want to know what was going on during that time frame. Like,
yeah.
As far as, like, ruling, as far as, like, people who were significant in changing history during that era. I think that's very interesting.
That's Dan Carlin.
Okay, well.
It's pretty good. But I listen to that, and I listen to, like, just like I'm like you, I'm everywhere. Like I like the history stuff like that, and then like the diesel performance stuff I really like listening to too, and then of course all the hunting stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we're gonna have another podcast recommendation every time. I actually need to record some little sound bite. I'm thinking for it, we're gonna do like some little sound intro, like, hey, it's podcast time. I got to think of something. I want it to be funny. I want it to be clever. I might actually reach out to someone about recording it for us and see how much it's going to cost me. But we are getting close to being able to monetize and do stuff with Spotify. So hopefully if you start hearing ads on here, don't hate us. But we did spend a decent amount of money on this stuff, and it would be nice to get a little bit back. Granted, we do just love, I just in general love sitting around talking and
yeah.
Finding out, and I mean, with you anymore, we talk regularly, but like with Will last week, I don't catch up with Will as much as I wish I did. a lot of people I don't like. I just don't get a even. Yeah. But like even with you, man, we still have tons of stuff to talk about. We still just get on here and talk about general in life.
I mean, I'm not working shift work anymore, but like I was working shift work and then I got COVID. Like I haven't talked to anybody in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we're working on stuff right now. Actually, like during this podcast, I've been kind of like clicking around over here trying to get stuff to load, but my internet's so slow. We are working towards a giveaway.
Yeah. Which it's going to be legit.
Hopefully in 2 weeks, if Harrison can get back here pending baby possibly been born or what's going on.
I don't even know.
He might be coming to us via the phone and I might have Adam sitting in here somewhere with us and stuff. But we're going to hopefully within 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, we'll be recording at least a podcast video and like recording a podcast release pretty regularly with the guys. I don't know how they'll be spaced out being that like I do have a lineup of guests. I say that every time and I swear I'm trying to get these guys to like work with me. It just like it's like I don't try to push their schedule. If something comes up and they can't make it, I like just move on to the next guy and I'll circle back around. It's like, you know, they're taking their time out of their day to like, you know, spend 40 minutes on here talking about, you know, their life.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we give them nothing out of it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying them to be here. I'm not really giving them any what little publicity they get. You know, I probably get more than they get. But we're slowly growing, and we're working our way up there. But as always, you can find us where, Harrison?
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah.
It caught him off guard. He wasn't ready for it. Check us out, Fins and Feathers Podcast. You can Google us, and it will pop up. If you type in Fins and Feathers Podcast, it will pop up our podcast on Google.
Cool.
It does. It may pop up one that was in Michigan that was titled, one episode was titled that. So forget them.
Yeah.
Say wrong search.
Yeah. You want the good West Virginia boys.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys start leaving some 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
And whenever you make that 5-star review, take a screenshot of it. I promise you are going to need that screenshot.
Yes. You're gonna need it coming up. We're making
some
hopefully
moves.
Within 2 weeks you will need that. We're gonna have hopefully actually two, like we'll see. I don't know how shipping's gonna work out on getting stuff here. We gotta talk about that when we get off here. But as always, you know, check us out. You can follow Harrison on Instagram at
Harrison1159.
We gotta work on your stuff.
Oh, man.
And you can follow me at Winter_Productions. As always, enjoy. Have a good night.